Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting a message that doesn't make sense. Oh, praise the Lord. God is good. We thank the Lord for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love and his kindness, his peace, his joy. Yes, we do. We thank the Lord for his kindness. He is wonderful. He is our God. He's our Father. Isn't it a blessing? Just a blessing to know that you are indeed a child of God. That in itself should make us shout. That in itself should cause us to praise him. That in itself should cause us to worship him. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Who? 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 Where? Where? None can be found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not the results of a big bang, that's for sure. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hey, Lord. We're his children. He called us into the kingdom, his kingdom, his arms open wide to us. And any human on this earth, his arms are open wide. Everyone, same opportunity that we have to be called a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God that he drew us with his love and kindness. Thank God that we accept his call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, nothing but a blessing, nothing but a blessing. So we say, my God, we honor God this morning. Hallelujah. We give him honor to God this morning because we know who he is. Hallelujah. We know who he is. We don't mind. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to honor and our joy to call to give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. And then we give honor to him because we have the mindset, our heart. We allow our heart to understand that all honor and glory is due to him. Hallelujah. And we don't mind praising him. We don't mind worshiping him. We don't mind calling him Lord. But he didn't mind calling us his children. Amen. He first loved us. Hallelujah. He first loved us. Isn't that a blessing? And he offered salvation to us. And we're so mighty, mighty grateful. So we give honor. And we know in whom we believe. And we're learning of him more and more every day. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, we give honor to God. Glory. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank Mother for being on the line, and we thank God for Minister Penlap being on the line, and Sister Ro will be on in a second or two. We thank God for her. And we thank God for all the others that will come on at an appointed time. Hallelujah. We like to say that. At an appointed time. Hallelujah. And God says time. How about that? Hallelujah. You're not yanking and pulling. We send out invitations every once in a while and let God do the rest. Amen. He knows when he wants people to be where, and he knows when he wants them to do what. And we thank him, hallelujah, for being our encourager, hallelujah, and know that everything in God's time, everything, His plan, His will, and His way. God is good. I'm telling you, God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Leah. We are a remnant ministry, daughters and sons of God called to church. And today is scheduled to be our tea time where we go and sit and have our tea and talk about the goodness of Jesus and have one that we'll be interviewing and they're sharing their story, but the time is stuck. And that's a good thing because God gave it to us. And one day we'll be able to do it. We'll be able to see each other's face via Zoom or what. But right now, it's more important for us to really pray, amen, to really, really concentrate on God. It's time for us to be even more serious about God and our relationship with Him and clearing our ears and our heart. Hallelujah. Because the world is in trouble. The world is in trouble. And you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, so many of us been given that scripture so long ago. We'll talk about it, and maybe some even went forth before God and prayed and then stopped. But that scripture has been in the atmosphere for a long time. And I don't think we took it as we didn't take it serious. Because things in our little world, as long as our little world is all right, we're all right. The majority of us are like that. But God gave that scripture. And you could see it on people's bulletins and they would be saying it. And we didn't take and realize that it was a warning. We didn't take it and realize that we were called. We were being summoned to pray, to humble ourselves before Him, because we thought we were all right, because everything was working out pretty good for us. And we so equated things and multitudes with holiness and righteousness. If we were satisfied, we felt God was satisfied. We need to say, Lord, have mercy. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about the church as a whole. And we had to have had some. But the church went into a spiral. And we didn't recognize what was going on. Because there were those who had our ears. And we listened to what they were saying. Then you had pastors and bishops trying to tell the people the truth and hold on. And they were ignoring them because they wanted to look like this big picture over here. And the pastors and the bishops who were teaching the word, who was holding on, a lot of their members left them to go to what it looked like. But thank God he had a ram in the bush. Thank God he had some faithful ministers who would not back down, who would hold on to his word. Hallelujah. There were some who held on. There were some, and I mean, we thank God for them. Because then there were some who was praying. But we are so many use scripture for a show and to draw people, to get people to do what we wanted them to do. You see what I'm saying? And instead of as the church coming together and realizing what that was saying. And now look where we are. We know that some of this stuff had to come up. Some of it had to be made known and exposed and made public. But we, how many times we attempted to pray, and we had people who would come, and then after a while, they got tired. They just gave up because they didn't see results when they thought they were supposed to see results. We forgot when God gives out a warning. He doesn't want anyone to pass. He gives us ample time. You get a warning today doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. It could be for years and years. People get tired of hearing it. Oh, ain't nothing to that. That's just them. But look where we are right now. Yes, let's just say we had lynchings, we had murders, we had all kinds of stuff going on in these United States. God knows that's the truth. Not saying nothing to make nobody feel no kind of way, but it is the truth. And we know that we had to endure and we had to live, and we made it by the grace of God. There was some bigger stuff coming, and what could be bigger than somebody destroying a life that was created in the image and the likeness of God? But America just got all out of sight. And now, look where we are. God, the people of the world, need the people of God to stand up and bow down and give God glory and bless his name and accept him as Lord and God of this age. Hallelujah. God is all we have now. We have none other. And we bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just so set back because we didn't stay focused and we didn't stay united in him. Now, I'm not talking about all of us, but there's some things, and you know I'm talking to some right now, who didn't care what the world said. The way God said live, what God said do, that's what you did. You had your Noah, you stuck to it. God bless you again. But so many, didn't matter what people said, how they did, and you came up against a lot of stuff. God knows you did. But you held out, and you held on. And you live the life to please your God. That's a blessing. That's a testimony. But we, as the people in these United States, didn't do the mass of us. Did not do what we could have done. Because the scripture clearly tells us that we should humble ourselves before God. And look like you just got all out of sorts. Sometimes you look, you can't tell the difference between the church and the world. I'm told that there are some churches where they give you earplugs because the music is so loud. I'm told that they have the flashing lights like they have in the club. What has happened? What has happened? Instead of us being in a position where we can be praying and God calling us at a moment's notice, we're too busy trying to save people That's like you have dirty hands and you're trying to clean somebody's dress up. And all you're doing is smearing it more and more with the dirt. We have to repent. We have to repent, my brothers and my sisters. We have to repent. And we have to humble ourselves in prayer. Because this nation needs the children of God to take our rightful place and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know. We know in whom we believe. Hallelujah. We have to encourage others to do the same. Hallelujah. This has been a time. So many people in these United States have died. The pandemic, all the other political stuff going on, all the situations with the church. On the prayer line last night, Mother, that I was telling you about, in New York, the pastor and church members got the epidemic, the pandemic, the virus. That's sad. And people are losing their jobs left and right. But you know, God can bless in the midst of all of this. God is still blessing his people. Right or wrong. Oh, yes, he is. And we thank him for that. But we have to check ourselves and see if we are doing everything that he has called us to do. Hallelujah. 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 It's prayer time. And it's serious time. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for this hour that he gives us to come on, and I thank the Lord how he uses us, and he speaks through us, and to us in spite of us. Hallelujah. I thank him because it causes me to go into his word. I thank God because his word is rich. His word, oh my God. You know, we've taken the sanctity. We've taken the holiness out. Hallelujah. Yes, we have. Because they tell us that, let me say this. And let's ask God to help us in this area. We laugh at people and say, yeah, people got their Bible on the coffee table. You can't put nothing on it. And you can do this, you can do that, dusting it off, but they won't open it up. Now listen. The Bible, it has God's name in it. And anything with his name in it is sacred. And it's holy. And see, we dismiss it. When we walk in the church that has been dedicated to the service of God, it's holy. And we do all manners of things in the church. Oh, God, it's holy. People say, that's taking it too far. But if I mispronounce your name, if I don't recognize you, if I don't make a comment about you, or if I turn my back on you, then you want to leave the church. But with God, I was taught to mark it, highlight it, but you shouldn't. I got all kind of little pages in my Bible, so I won't mark it because it's holy. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Jewish rabbis, when they read the Bible, they have what they call a pointer. And they hold that pointer and they read line by line. They don't even say the name God. They spell it G-D. His name is too holy to pronounce. But we laugh at that. We laugh at it. But God is holy, people. And he's not going to allow us to be blameless. Because the scripture tells us that he's holy. And whatever and wherever his name is to be reverenced. Ask God to give you revelation on it. Hallelujah. It's holy. Woo! Holy. Holy. I got another thing. You are his temple. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And remember, you're to be holy. You're holy. Be ye holy, I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Upright in all your ways. Hallelujah. Pleasing your Father. Living the life that he calls righteous. That goes for me. That goes for you. We have to examine ourselves daily. We have to be ready at a moment's notice to do the will of our Father. When he calls, you know, sometimes you wake up the same time every night. Oh, goodness, I can't sleep. Why am I waking up at the same time? I'm always waking up at 1 o'clock. I'm always waking up at 2 o'clock. That may be your hour, your prayer hour, your call hour that God has used to call you. Examine it and look at a place. God, you keep waking up at the same time. Like, I got to get up in a couple of hours. Why am I always waking up? And just ask God if it's him who's calling you to come into his presence. Hallelujah. May have your time that you're prepared to be somebody on the other side of the world. You don't know. Situation, circumstance. That you will be called to pray about. Think about it. Don't forget it. You belong to God. You told God that he could use you at any time. Whatever he wanted you to do. Hallelujah. He may be blessing you. It could be 3 o'clock in the day. Hallelujah. But be sensitive to the move of God. Amen. And when we are sensitive to the move of God, we don't have to worry about it. We know that he's with us. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to become aware that God is calling you for service. Remember, the Bible is holy. It's sacred. Why? It has the name of God. It's about the name of God. It's the written word. It's the logos of God. Hallelujah. Woo! That in itself should be enough explanation. This belongs to God. But we have allowed people to tell us all kinds of stuff and taken the sanctity of God out. Don't let them do it to you. God is holy. Look up that word and study it for yourself. There are some who know and some who don't. Sometimes we have to refresh ourselves and say, oh, my Lord, I repent. I got slack here. Let's stay encouraged. Let's stay empowered. This is not our home. This is not our home. We are sitting here to do a service for the Lord. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see. Okay, we're going into our scripture this morning. Thank you for listening to me. Hallelujah. God is here. Hallelujah. Cherish everything, everything that he's given us. Hallelujah. So many people have died so that we can have the Bible. So many people have died, martyred, so they can have this Bible. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, bless his name, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest, but he rests from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. I just love the Lord. I love his word. Hallelujah. 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 God loves you. It's, oh my God. God loves us so much. You can't even really understand the love that he has for us. Hallelujah. Now here's our scripture. But you know, we read 2 Chronicles 7:13, then we read 14. And God says this, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Listen, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He didn't say anything about the world. He said us. their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. It's prayer time. God said he'll heal the land. It's in the book right here. And that's what it means. It's clear right here. If you and I would do this, he made a promise that he would heal the land. And our land needs healing. You can remind every child of God that we know of this scripture and what it means. And we can make a difference before it's too late. Come before our God. Hallelujah. God, if you cry out, commit our thanks to God, make a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, it's a time. It's a time to. It's a time. It's a time. Now, you know, when you have been given, when you have been given for something and say, if you do this, you have this, you have that. But you have to do this. What's so hard about it? What's so hard about it? Hallelujah. God is good. Isaiah 43 and 7. It says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And that's God speaking. Hallelujah. And I just love this. I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. It's so established. Hallelujah. Settled. Hallelujah. And we hear it with our spiritual ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we just be strong in our faith. And when we say Father, we know. And you say, well, why are we not praying that? Because we establishing, settling, hallelujah, hallelujah, in our spirit, man. Hallelujah. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that we bow down before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we humble ourselves before God. Hallelujah. 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 Recognize that we need him. Hallelujah. Building our faith. It says, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Earth is in turmoil. And you said, if I humble myself before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can bring the word back to you. Hallelujah. Hear my Lord. Hallelujah. Crying out to you, Father. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Glory, glory, glory. What a privilege and an honor it is. Hallelujah. To be able to make a difference in this world. If we just do what God has told us to do. Think about it. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses. That they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Yea, before ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For a moment, I'd like to share something a little reading on worship. Hallelujah. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And we can read Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord also. The year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings, and twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried out unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, John, the fourth chapter, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. St. John, the fourth chapter, hallelujah, hallelujah. St. John, the fourth chapter, starting at the 21st verse. I just love this. Anything that's been read in the Bible, I love. That's God speaking in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New. Hallelujah. But St. John, the fourth chapter, hallelujah, 21st verse. And it says this. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Hallelujah. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. And you know, we have to, when we as worshipers, when we come, we have to know and acknowledge the sovereignty of God. Hallelujah. He's sovereign. He is the creator and controller everywhere. God, hallelujah. That'll take him to worship right there by itself. Hallelujah. Because we read in Isaiah that the whole earth is filled with his glory. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have to acknowledge the fact that we are indeed in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. We're dependent on it. Hallelujah. For the very breath that we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our all in all. In him we move and have our being. Yes. And we have to accept his saving grace. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. And we must answer the call to serve when God calls. Hallelujah. That's the true worshiper. That's the one that knows. Hallelujah. Their God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And answer him when he calls. Hallelujah. You know, when you just think, when we think about worship is recognizing
God is. And that brings us to obedience. That brings us to falling on our face, bowing our head, and just giving him glory for who he is. Not everyone understands that. Hallelujah. But it's a wonderful place to be in God. When you have a, you can bow down and worship him and don't mind doing it. How could we possibly mind worshiping him? There have been so many times we have been in some rough places. But thanks be to God, we still was able to lift our hands to heaven and bless the God. Hallelujah. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Bless his name. God is good. Oh, when we get to that wonderful place. When we get there, we want to hurry and just run into his presence. Just to tell him how good he is, how wonderful he is, how awesome he is. Tell him how there is none like you. There in the heavens, not the earth. Hallelujah. Everything you do is great. And it is. We may not understand it. Hallelujah. But it's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 And then it comes to praising God. Oh, God, we praise him for the things that he has done for us. We praise him for healing our bodies. We praise him for waking us up in the morning. We praise him. Hallelujah, for making ways out of no way. We praise him for saving us. We praise him, hallelujah, when he blessed us financially. We praise him when we hit the lights within the lights come on. We praise him when we have a roof over our head. We praise him because he's the doctor in the sick room. We praise him because he's a provider. He protects us. He's our shield of defense. Hey, God, we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bringing us back home safely. Hallelujah. Allowing us to hear each other's voice. We praise him. Hallelujah. For bringing peace in the midst of a storm. We praise him. When we call out to him and we make a request and he answers our call. We praise him. We praise him. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. And it's so good to be able and be aware of God. Hallelujah. God did it. Hallelujah. When we can say God did it and it is not. And people don't understand when you break out in that praise. Hallelujah. God did it. And it is the God of my salvation. He heard my cry and he pitied every groan. As long as I live, as long as I live, I hasten. And that was the song said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Praise him that I can sit up in the bed. Praise him that I can talk. Praise him. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. The worshiper has recognized the sovereignty of God. And we praise him for who he is, what he's doing for us. remember this. The Bible's just full, I'm telling you, it's just full. Let me just read these scriptures to you, but I have one, and we're just going to praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 7:22. How great you are, Sovereign Lord. There is no one like you. Psalm 68:4-5. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who ride on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is Lord. Psalm 95:6. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalms 105:1. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 2:2. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Hallelujah. Psalm 63:3-4. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in you, and in your name, I will lift up my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 66:17. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. Hallelujah. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. He is my help. My heart leaps for him. And with my song I praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to his name. But I wanted to read Daniel, the fourth chapter, starting at the 37th verse. That brings us again to 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is what Nebuchadnezzar said after he came to himself, after he was among the animals. And he looked up, Hephaestus, glory be to your name. Hey. And he looked, and the scripture reads, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he shall humble. When this mighty king came to himself and he realized that God of the heavens is the one that rules in the affairs of man, hallelujah, he had to acknowledge that the God of heaven, the one that he walked in pride, is able to humble him and to humble anyone, because he is the only true and living God. He is in control of the affairs of man. He told us that if we would humble ourselves and seek his face and pray, that he said if we shall humble ourselves and pray and seek the face of God and turn from our wicked ways, then will he forgive our sins and he'll heal the land. Oh, hallelujah. This is the God we serve. This is the God we pray to. This is the God whose faith our faith is in. This is the God. And we are worshipers of the Most High God. Yes, we are. Because he has been kind enough to reveal himself to us in a manner that we could understand. And we acknowledge his holiness, his great and awesome in all his ways. Hallelujah. He rules and super rules. He is majesty on high. Hallelujah. And he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Father, we thank you, man. We praise your name. We thank you for letting your word settle in our spirit. We thank you, Father, that we're not talking, but we're adhering, but we're doers of your word. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength to walk in holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to be called children of the Most High God. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for stirring up our spirit, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding of your holiness, Almighty God. Thank you for allowing us to see and know that you love us, that you care. Hallelujah. Thank you for knowing that we can call on you in times of trouble and you hear us. God, these United States are in trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most trouble, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Trouble on every side, God. Confusion, Almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you for ruling in the affairs of man. We thank you, God, for your will being done, Almighty God. We ask for protection, hallelujah. We ask that you grant us traveling mercy. Oh, God, those on the back road traveling, Almighty God, send forth your angels and allow them to have traveling mercy. God, Almighty God, hallelujah, and protect. Shield, Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Father God, hallelujah. Forgive us for the things that we didn't understand and for the things that we've done in ignorance, Lord God. Oh, God, give us the truth, Almighty God. Speak to us and through us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That our life will shine to give you glory. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about you, God. We were created and formed for your glory. Hallelujah, Almighty God. May we accomplish everything that you have called forth for us to do in the name of Yeshua. Oh, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Washington is in a state of disarray, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need help in our capital. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, all souls belong to you. We ask that you step in the minds. Give them strength where strength is needed. Give them ears to hear the truth, Almighty God. God them, Almighty God, Almighty God. Let them hear your voice and allow them to obey you. Almighty God. Let them know that you put up one and set down another. That you and you alone, hallelujah, govern in the affairs of man. That the earth belongs to you. And your will must be done. Almighty God, turn their hearts to you, Father. Oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for healing, Sister Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, help her family. Save her mother. Almighty God, save her. Mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, God, save our children. Protect our children. Be a shield of defense. All around our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. May they accomplish everything that you set for them to accomplish on this earth, Almighty God. Guard them from the evil one. Almighty God, let them not. God, hallelujah. May they walk in the circle of your blessings. Almighty God, hallelujah. Keep them away from friends or so-called friends that will lead them astray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Bless your wonderful name, your most holy name. We honor you this morning. We glorify you. We exalt you. We thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Almighty God, remember, God, all marriages, all that are represented this morning, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your wonderful name. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Being stress-free. Hallelujah. No confusion. No doubt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Effortless. Successful. Hallelujah. Peaceful. Hallelujah. In Jesus, Yeshua the Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Coming to the close. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. Hallelujah. God loves us. Hallelujah. Let the world see the love. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My brothers and my sisters, the Lord bless thee and keep. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee the Lord. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is your strength. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. For the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Love you.